This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening. It is June 27th. It is Monday. It is 2016. And we're here to talk about the mess and all that stuff. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Be nice. You can read our commentary articles we post, our sarcasm, our wit, our charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button or go to the subscribe button. You get our notes. So I wasn't sure where I wanted to start today, so I might as well start with a little whining and a little complaining and a little reasoning with you guys. I want to make sure you know what's going on. I'm not talking about the market yet. Where do I start? Let's see. The Washington Post is telling everybody that the Brexit is a reminder. Voters shouldn't make big decisions. No, really. The Washington Post said voters should not make big decisions. I'm not making it up. I also want to quote just a guy named Winston Churchill. And I quote, "There is no such thing as public opinion. There is only published opinion." I sat and watched this weekend and all weekend as the lying, cheating, thieving, corrupt, sleazy, slimy mainstream media just made crap up, just made things up. They said that everybody in England now has regrets about voting to leave the European Union. Go watch all the media and they'll talk about it. That everybody has regrets that there was a petition that 3 million people signed. In case you don't know, 15 million people left. And it turns out there are a lot of fake signs on that. European Parliament member Martin Schulz, let me quote him. The British have violated the rules. It is not the EU philosophy that the crowd can decide its fate. The people cannot decide its fate. So I'm just letting you know, I watched all day and all weekend as the media lied to you on purpose. And is trying to make you believe that the world is ending because of a vote, that markets are getting killed because of a vote, and all these people are already upset about what they do, and if you had another referendum, they would change their mind. How do they know? They don't. They're liars. They make things up as they go along to suit their own motives and own agenda. I don't have an agenda on this. If they voted remain, they voted remain. If they voted leave, they voted leave. So be it. I have no blood in the game. The people voted. Now, I watched today as a bunch of European Union heads, leaders, said we're on top of this. Oh, the people that have overseen crap loads of debt, the creation of debt, the printing of trillions of dollars, negative interest rates, socialism up the wazoo, are telling us they got a handle on things. You feel better now? How do you feel now? Good? We're also being told this market dropped directly because of this vote. The market's getting creamed directly because of this vote. And because of this vote, all hell is breaking loose. No. Listen to me carefully. It was just the catalyst. It was just the trigger. If we were in a bull market, if things were good, the market would ignore it. The market would ignore it. Maybe go down and then turn right back up, and maybe that happens tomorrow. Remember, if the internals are great, if the market is great, it'll ignore anything. I remember, I think I studied John F. Kennedy when he was assassinated. Market went down for a day, within a couple of days was skyrocketing, and you're in the middle of a bull. That's the nature. Now remember, we came into last week telling you, very specifically, there's no leadership, it's all defensive areas, and we're just sitting. We're not doing anything, we're not doing much. That was our tactics. Now, we had no idea what the vote was going to be. In fact, the day before, I said to you on this show that I guarantee they're remaining because the guy, Nigel Farage, the head of the party of the Remain party, conceded the loss. And you can see what happened there. The reason why the markets are getting clocked is because the central banks have created a one-sided trade, a bubble of who knows what the proportions are, everybody going into one place, and when everybody runs for the door, good night, and fundamentals. Earnings have been going south, sales have been going south. Economies around the globe, yuck. And they yuck even with all the easy money. Ridiculous easy money. So before you start blaming, just pay attention to the market. On Friday, we thought a top was in off of that gap to the downside. You couldn't really get out. They gapped it down again today. And it was not pretty. So we will cover it. A to Z, Z to A, soup to nuts, back and forth, up and down, all around, and whatever else. So let's get going early. Time for today's ugly edition of today's Market Wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Just another gap to the downside. It's the only way I can put it. Two gaps in a row. Dow down 260, S&P 37, NASDAQ 113, NASDAQ 184. The transports 227, the Russell 2000 almost 40. The semiconductors 27. Holy. The DAX down almost another 300. London FTSE down, what, about 4%? No, 3%. Are you ready for this? On the NASDAQ, new highs 24, new lows 194. And more new lows on the New York than new highs. And I can tell you the new highs are nothing. Non-operating companies. Advanced declines not good. Up-down volume not good. I'll tell you the green. The green was in Philip Morris, Johnson & Johnson, Post Cereal, PepsiCo, Tyson Foods, Dollar Tree stores, Ross stores, Verizon. Even the golds pulled back at the end of the day. And I think everything was else red. Everything. Yeah. Everything was else red. Everything else was red. So what we'll do for the remainder of this great, fabulous show is, number one, the webcast we did this weekend, a ton of people signed up. It's still up there. In a couple of days, about 2 or 3 days, it loses its timeliness. Go to GaryK.com. Go get it. We'll put up another one real soon, depending on market conditions. So up next, a lot on this market to cover. Hope you are listening. We'll try to take everything out of the bag. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So... dun, 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 dun. From Thursday's close, 18,011, we're at 17,140. So we're talking 870 points in two gaps to the downside. That's about 5.5% on the Dow. Is that about right? The S&P, 2113 to 2100. The NASDAQ, 4910 to 4594. 316 points. It's about 7%. Wow. The Russell 2000, 1172 to 1089, 83 points, about 7.5%, in two gaps to the downside. Wow. Wow. Coming into Friday, the leadership was utilities, food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, and a few other thingamabobs. In two gaps to the downside, the semiconductor index, 716 to 648. 68 points, about 9%, a little more than 9, I believe. That's amazing. The NYSE, 10641 to 99, 10641 to 9973, 7%. These are indices, ladies and gentlemen. And foreign markets were worse. Much worse. And some areas, just by way of example, Lloyds Banking Group, 434 to 278, 25 to 30%. Credit Suisse, 28%. Deutsche Bank. Mm, 30%. In two gaps to the downside. Now listen carefully. The next 4 days are end of quarter, pre-holiday action. Painting the tape is illegal, so it doesn't happen. Just because 80%, 85% you get some rally towards the end of the quarter doesn't mean they do it. Bazinga. On top of that, there was some massive put buying towards the close today. Massive betting on the downside after 7-8% drop. I would wholeheartedly not be surprised, this is short term, listen carefully, if they bounce it a bit here. I would not be surprised if they bounce it a bit here. That said, as I look through my screens, anything is possible when you have maniacs around the globe with unfettered power and no accountability to print trillions of dollars, take interest rates down to negative whatever, and actually buy up their markets with printed money. Anything is possible. But that is one damn good top. And all things being equal, sell the rallies. Noting that they're going to try and pull things out of their bag. Just remember, they have only one goal. Keep the markets from going down. Because as I have told you, if markets go down and go down a lot, it takes the curtains down on all their nonsense and all the enabling of massive debt, deficits, and leverage in the system. Why do you think they continue to print money if things are so good? Why do you think they're going more into negative interest rates if things are so good? Why would Europe drop 10% because one country out of 28 decided to get out from under a bunch of nutcases? It should tell you that the underlying thingamabobs are not that strong. So as always, we will take it day to day, sector by sector, stock by stock. But coming into this week, we had told you specifically what the issues were. And the fact that it was so easy to take it down tells you that trade was very one-sided. Coming into this week, we highlighted for you the crash in retail, the drubbing in the airlines, the whacking of anything travel related, the bearish action in glamour names, and then the topping of all the industrials and the everything, except for gold, silver, and some major league defensive areas, utilities, some food, not all, some drugs, not all, some tobacco, not all, some household products, not all, some alcohol, for good reason. Up next, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Da-na-na-na. So, ladies and gentlemen, I told you that if Donald Trump becomes president, there is no way, shape, or form he is going to ban Muslims. He's going to take it all back. He's taking it back. Just letting you know. He's already backing away from the Muslim ban. Not going to happen. Remember, I told you he wasn't going to do this. He's not sending 12 million people out of the country. Remember, I told you that. Just remember what we are here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mr. Logic. It doesn't take a genius to know when somebody can do or not do something. So nobody, you know, you'll have your usual deportations, whoever is president, they'll do what they got to do to a certain extent, some presidents more than other, but there won't be this big 12 million people. Muslims are not going to be banned. I'm sure it's going to be tougher, though, and there's going to be more vetting, and that's what it should be. I think you should vet potential terrorists. Anyway, that's that. I'm going to lay off the rest of it today, even though I can start up because they're all just oh my goodness gracious. Hillary Clinton was out with this another fraud, Elizabeth Warren, another limousine liberal who lies, cheats, and steals and is a capitalist with her money and a socialist with your money. Everybody sucks if they're successful. And just give them all. It's the same old tired story. And I am just hoping upon hope we can get rid of all these people. They're just so tiresome. They're so tired. All they do is speak and yap and do nothing for nobody. And they buy votes and they curry favor. And they take care of friends and family themselves and shoot the middle finger at all of us while telling us how they're going to do for us. So anyway, we'll get more into that in the coming days. Okay. Just letting you know, the NASDAQ is now down 9% this year. I didn't even realize that. 9%. Nine. Count it, nine. And foreign markets around the globe are much, much worse. I'm doing my scans right now and just, wow. Wow. When you have a chance, let's look at some more important areas. Go look at the financials and notice how they rolled over badly the last 2 days. Again, let me backtrack. We are quickly, extremely stretched, extended, oversold to the downside with a vicious whoosh to the downside. We're at the end of the quarter. We're pre-holiday. There was massive put buying. I got these numbers at the end of the day. That means people buying the ability to make money on further downside after a big downside. So I will tell you this in the near term, just near term, that's as far as I'm going. Conditions are ripe to bounce. And due to the fact we dumped like 900 Dow points, there is no law that says we're not going to rally up 300 points. And then kill them again. So technically, if you look at the XLF, rolled over badly from the last 8-9 weeks, and actually a little bit below the April lows. And as you look at some names in there, wow, Wells Fargo is at new yearly lows at the close today. Morgan Stanley, near new yearly lows. Goldman Sachs, new yearly lows. And we're talking within a few dimes. New yearly lows. Citigroup, quickly down near lows. Bank America, quickly down near lows. Then you could go to the regional banks. Wow. When you have a chance and you're scanning these things, you'll say wow also. The regional banks gave back all the gains from the end of February, the drift higher, all of it in 2 days. The S&P gave back everything since the end of February. The drift up. It wasn't that much, but a drift up in two gaps to the downside. Now, I want you to think about something. Why sell? Why did the big money sell? Because of this. That's what they're saying. We say it's just the catalyst for the underlying stuff we talked to you about. But let's say it's the Brexit. Can we get there? Oh, this is why the vicious selling? I can't. The United Kingdom will be alive tomorrow. They will be part of the planet Earth. They're going to be part of the European Union for a while as they got to go through Article 50, which is up to 2 years of negotiations and then has to be approved by the other 27 countries. Now, we've heard some people being very upset about it, so they're trying to cut their socialist noses off despite their socialist faces, but none of that got done. Trade. People not going to buy things from the UK? Is the UK not going to buy things from other people? No, they will. So what's changed? Think about it. What's changed? I don't know. The people of a country decided not to be part of a union that is, they believe is holding them back and dictating too much. Do you know the European, I just found this out today, European Union came out with some rule about how the people, the butchers in the UK has to package pork. I'm not making this up. Sometimes it's the little things. The NASDAQ gave back everything going back towards the end of February in two gaps to the downside. The NYSE. Gave everything back also from February. And then as I'm looking at other markets, damn. That's the best way I can put it. Damn. They really smack some things around. Now, the worry with a lot of the European banks and these other world banks is leverage, debt, capital, and all that. We had a stress test for our banks last week, and supposedly everybody passed with flying colors. Yeah, sure, right. Imagine if you do a stress test on a 350-pound man that is obese, has high cholesterol, but use the normal of the 275-pound man with high cholesterol with less high cholesterol. I can make any stress test look good. And do you really trust the people that are doing the stressing and doing the testing? I don't. At all. So I hope you're listening. Again, we measure our words very carefully. And when we tell you short term, we mean short term. On maybe we bounce or maybe we don't. We'll see. As I'm looking at new highs on the NASDAQ, I have none. I have Rangold. and then some bond funds. On the NYSE, new highs. Utilities, Clorox, Dr. Pepper, Snapple, some real estate, and some gold. Oh, and Dollar General. That's it. That's it. New lows. Wait till you hear. We haven't had to do this in a while, but up next, we're going to do the new lows. And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, no! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So sometimes I get surprised. New low list, which has really picked up today. That's new yearly lows. Delta Airlines, Barclays Bank, Banco Santander, American International Group, Lloyds Banking, HSBC Holdings, Royal Bank of Scotland, New York Community Bank, Synchrony Financial, Lender, United Airlines, United Continental, Nokia, MGIC, Credit Suisse, Invesco, Deutsche Bank, Fitbit, Coca-Cola, European Partners, UBS Group, Capital One Financial, State Street Corp, CF Industries, Goldman Sachs, new yearly lows, ING, Franklin Resources, PNC Financial, Voya Financial, Western Refining, Teva Pharmaceuticals, Juniper, Borg Warner Auto Parts, Tiffany's Retail, Manpower, Nordstrom's, Lazard, Alaska Air, Foot Locker, Robert Half, SeaWorld. You ready for this? Valiant Pharmaceuticals is now, what is that, $18. My God. That hedge fund guy, that poor man. Telefonica, Honda Motors, Aegon, Guess, Signet Jewelers, Monster Worldwide, a bunch of these, Under Armour, Cigna, Nomura Holdings, Unisys. By the way, I'm just on the New York. Cooper Tire. NASDAQ. American Airlines, Vodafone, Ericsson, Office Depot, Gilead Science, JetBlue, Goodyear Tire, Discovery Communications. Before I continue, you think things are well when I can give you these names? Fossil, Ryanair, Biogen, Wisdom Tree Investments, SunPower Corp, Signature Bank, GoGo Inc. Remember I complained about them? They have the internet on the planes. And it's terrible! Never buy it. Regeneron, Synaptics. Wow. All I can say is, leading into Friday, we told you what we were doing and what we were thinking. We hope you heard. Simple as that. From this second, by the way, I haven't even mentioned past leaders list that I have here, what got crushed today. Crushed. VeriSign, MasterCard, Visa, Workday, Splunk, nice name. Buffalo Wild Wings, Avago, which is Broadcom, Chipotle down another 12, NXP Semiconductors, wow. Palo Alto Networks, wow. In the Dow today, three baggers were IBM, Boeing, McDonald's. Two baggers were Goldman. I don't need to go the rest. American Express. Quite the icky. Very icky. Let's suppose, first off, they're not raising rates again this year. Election year and all this, there's another excuse now. Remember where they said unemployment, then supposedly unemployment went down, then they said it was China? There's always something new. What if Janet Yellen says, crap, let's go print some more money. What does the market do? Answer is, I don't know. But in the past, it's jacked things up for the time being. The worry now is as simple. Russell 2000's where it was over, 3 years ago almost. NYSE almost 3 years ago. Dow and S&P. I'm looking at the S&P as I speak. If I can figure it out. Oh, it's where it was July of 2014. And during all this time, there's been a massive amount of printing money, negative rates, buying up markets, zero rates. So the question being, and pretty valid question if you ask me, is the market finally getting immune to anything they say or do? It's a damn good question. We'll get the answer eventually. All we have to tell you, any hope of leadership besides some of these defensive areas, done. Gone, history. Major indices rolled over badly 2 days. Typically, normally, important time frame. But nothing normal about what we're seeing in the interference that we get. Just realize this again. Brexit, no Brexit. We close our eyes, we close our ears, and we pay attention to the market itself. And we don't worry about opinion, and we don't worry about why. We know for facts, because of all this central bank stuff, there hasn't been a real bear market in a long time. We keep our fingers crossed they can keep things going forever. But we also keep in our file manager just that fact. We will continue to provide you support levels, leadership, laggardship, breaking out, breaking down, whatever it decides to give us. But right now, we be in the soup. Notwithstanding a bounce that we think in the next 3 days or 4 days is a gimme, end of quarter, as well as holiday. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.